Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Habanim, Yotzin, Biksharim. Banim, little boys, would be able to go out with leather strands that are tied from his father. Since a boy would sometimes be homesick and miss his father, they would take leather strands, the shoe from his father, and tie it onto the left hand of the son, or the left arm of the son. And in a certain way, it was believed that it would heal his homesickness. So this is similar to like a kamiya, an amulet. It's like a tachshit. And he's allowed to go out with it on a shesarabim. Now it's dafka sons and not daughters. The Rav explains because daughters don't have the same homesickness or they don't miss their father as much as the sons do. Uvenei malachim bezugin. And princes can go out with bells. Tfas Tzol explains that these bells have to be where they're stuffed with something that they don't make noise or that the inner part comes out. Because if they make noise, even in the house, it's a problem because you're not allowed to make these noises on Shabbos with bells. V'chol adam, and not just princes, but really every person. The Chum were just dealing with what was common. And what was common was that B'nai Malachim would go out with these bells. These bells had to have been, the Tfas Tzol and the Tosfos Antiv explained, the Gemara says, it has to have been stitched to their garment. Because if it's not stitched to the garment, then we're afraid that he may take it off to show it to somebody. However, once it's stitched to the garment, then it doesn't even matter. That's why it's kol adam. It's everybody, even somebody that's not a prince, that maybe wouldn't wear this normally. It's definitely decorative, and it would be a tachshit. And we're not afraid he would go and take it off to show his friend because it's stitched in. And that's what the case is talking about.